Hey guys, my name is Danny Dumas, and this is the Earn Your Title podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about your voice, and more specifically, everybody's voices. There are five voices. If you've never heard of the five voices, it's very similar to the five love languages, which is an amazing book. If you have not read or listened to the five love languages and you have any type of relationship, if you've got kids, if you're married, if you know people, you should listen to the five love languages because it shows you and teaches you that people experience love in a different way. And I've read this book and it has drastically affected my marriage for the positive. I learned what my wife needs to hear, see, or feel in order to love. Well, one thing I didn't realize is that we also have five different voices. And a voice is just the way you communicate and the way you hear, the way you interpret the information that's coming into your world. And it took me quite a while to realize that people don't think the way I think. And I'm actually, I'm ashamed to say how long it took me to think that. Like I would say, so I would communicate and it just wouldn't go over. They would get a totally different perspective of what I was trying to say. I actually have a funny story. As a firefighter, we get new guys and they're called, you know, they're the rookies and they do the grunt work. Well, we had a fire and this older couple, it burned their house up pretty good. They were at the neighbor's house. We put the fire out and I walked over to the neighbor's house, knocked on the door, said, Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, put the fire out. Unfortunately, there was quite a bit of damage done. Do you have a place to stay? Because we want to start facilitating them, make sure they have a place to sleep for the night. And the guy said, yeah, you know, we're actually going to stay here with our neighbors. They got an extra bedroom. I said, okay. I said, is there anything you need in the house? You know, any medication or clothes or anything? And he said, you know what? Actually, my wife needs her medicine and she also has a hard time getting up off the toilet. And we have like a raised toilet seat. If you could grab those two things, that would be really helpful. So absolutely. So we go in the house and I've got a rookie with me. His name's Brandon. I say, eating meeny, miny, low, you're going to go grab the toilet seat. You know, that's kind of gross. I don't want to, you know, touch this toilet seat. So I went to grab the medication from the kitchen. I sent him to the bathroom. I said, hey, go grab the toilet seat. So I go grab the medication and Brandon comes out and he has the actual like toilet seat that's bolted onto the toilet. He ripped it off. He goes, here you go, Cap. I'm like, what's that? He goes, you wanted the toilet seat. And I started laughing. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I wanted the toilet seat. I meant the raised commode, you know, that looks like a walker kind of with a seat on it. He's like, oh my God, I didn't see it in there. I'm so sorry. And I realized I had failed to communicate. I said something assuming he knew what I meant and he didn't. And that was a failure on me. And it was funny. Thankfully, I'm sure the insurance paid to put their toilet seat back on. But how many times has that happened in life where you say something and someone takes it completely the wrong way? And you thought, man, I communicated that. How much clearer could I be? Go grab the toilet seat. Well, that was very clear to Brandon. Go rip the toilet seat off the toilet. I didn't say, go grab the elevated toilet seat. It's got a hole in it. It's plastic. It's got handles. It kind of looks like a walker. I didn't say that. I said, go grab the toilet seat. And he did. And what I realized after reading this book called Five Voices is that people speak and hear differently. So we're going to go over some of those differences, the way the different types of voices and what they mean and how you can use them. And then some of the pros or the cons. And there's no right or wrong voice. We tend to think the way we think, we hear, the way we speak is correct, and that is not true. They all have value. So here are the voices. The nurturer. This is the voice of the people. They're champions of getting along. They are the caretakers. And if you're in an organization, you need nurturers on your team. Now, one of the disadvantages for a nurturer is they tend to feel like stepped on, like they're not valued. But they are. They're the glue that kind of holds everyone together when things are bad. You need a nurturer on your team. You need them to be able to speak life into your organization. And as I go through these, I'm sure you could see people in your world, in your life that are these. And so the next one is creative. Now, this is a very small percentage, only 9%. These people are always thinking about the future. They're the dreamers. You know, they are sometimes not based in reality, right? They see things that aren't there, and that is so valuable. If you're in any type of organization that requires planning, that requires you to see into the future, that requires you to see problems in the future, you need creatives. Again, though, they can sometimes feel like their voice isn't being heard because it's not based on reality. It's fantasy, if you will. You know, there's some people that are more grounded that go, hey, stop being so creative. The numbers say this. Right now, that's impossible. But we need those people. The guardian. The guardian is the protector and defender. They question change. So these people they're solid. They know what the organization needs. They know what your family needs, and they're going to stick with it. These are traditional people. You know, they keep the family and companies that are on the right track. And I'll stop here with the guardian, because that's what my wife is. My wife is a guardian. And this has created some problems because I am not a guardian. I am, we'll get to a little bit, but I'm a pioneer and a connector. One of the problems that guardians will experience is that when you have the creatives or the pioneers, which I'll talk about in a second, we're thinking about the future. We're thinking about exciting things. And the guardians will go, well, that can't happen because of this, this, and this. And me as a pioneer, that felt like she was crushing my dreams. And in fact, before I read this book, we had an argument. I just said, you're so negative. Now, this argument happened probably 17 years ago. Maybe 18 years ago at the beginning of our marriage. I don't even know what it was about. I wanted to do something. I was excited about something. And I said, you know what? You're negative. That's hard to be around someone negative. And, you know, obviously our relationship's been good. It's been 18 years. But just this summer, we were talking about, I was telling her about the voices. And I realized she's a guardian. And what I realized, and my mistake, was that I was seeing her judging reality as being negative, as opposed to trying to hold on to what she knew to be true. And that really hurt her. She said, you know, I think about that all the time. And that's a pretty big gut check to think that something I said, you know, 16, 17 years ago was still affecting my wife. And I had to apologize. I said, Andrea, I was wrong. I'm sorry. What I know you're doing now is you're a guardian. You're protecting what's true. You're protecting the reality. You're not letting me step out and do something crazy. And that's really important. That's keeping us aligned. It's making sure we don't go broke because I've got a crazy idea. I'm going to go invest in this Ponzi scheme or something. And she's going to go, hey, wait a second. That doesn't make sense. Pull it back. That's not what we've always done. Now, on the flip side, she has to realize that when I am speaking the future, that the hopes, the dreams, that it's not something that I'm saying we're doing something. Like I might say something, and this would be the interaction when we didn't understand, right? I would say something like, you know what would be awesome? I want to take the kids out of school for a month, a whole month, and all of us as a family, we're going to go hike a section of the Appalachian Trail. We're going to go walk for 30 days. We'll carry all our food, our backpacks, our tents, and we'll walk for 30 days. Wouldn't that be so cool? Now, I know what I'm doing is just dreaming, just saying, man, as a family, I want to be adventurous. As a husband, I want to make my kids tough and take them on tough vacations. I want to build character. That's what that conversation is. It's not me actually planning on taking my kids out of school and going for a 30-day hike. That is not what I'm doing. I'm thinking about the future of how we as a family could do more, could do bigger. She's thinking, oh my God, how do you do school on a trail? And then how much is our backpacks going to weigh? And then how are we going to pay for our house when you're not working for a month? And she's stressed out and she's trying to figure out how to make all these things happen because she's a guardian, right? She's trying to keep things correct and right. And she's stressed out and she shouldn't be because she doesn't realize that we're not actually going to go hike for 30 days. I'm just talking out loud. I'm just maybe part of my voice is being creative. And before we realize that, hey, we just think about things differently, that was stress, right? And I've had moments like that where I've suggested things and I know it caused her stress. And all I thought was, why are you so negative? Why don't you just say, yeah, that'd be fun and then move on because she can't, right? She needs to plan it. She needs to figure out the logistics of all this and make sure that it's all correct and that it's not going to have a negative influence or negative impact on our life and our family. And I was just talking. So how can knowing your voices help? Well, when I say things like that, she could simply just say, is this something we're going to do? Or are you just talking about it? That's one question would change everything. I'm like, oh no, I'm just talking about it. I just think, wouldn't it be cool? And she can go, oh yes. That would be cool. She could, you know, humor my big dreams, my big ideas. And then we have a good conversation. She's not stressed out for a week thinking she's going to have to go sleep on the ground. And I'm not upset at her for just crushing my dreams going, that would never work. That's stupid. Why would we want to go? Well, no, we can figure out our voice. And so that's what I got out of this book, is that we need to know how to communicate. Now, I'll never be a guardian. That is my least, of the five, you rank yourself, I'm the least guardian. And she hasn't done the test, but I'm sure she's the least pioneer. We just have to figure out how to communicate. We just have to translate what we're saying and what my concerns are and her concerns are, and then everything's better. So what are some of the other voices? The connector. Now, everyone likes the connector. They are the fun and the life of the party. If they don't have an answer, they know someone who does. They take pride in making things happen for other people. And the last one is the pioneer. They enjoy the challenge of leadership. They loudly communicate the logical and rational opinions, sometimes at the expense of others. Great book, guys. I really, I'm going to put this up in like the top 5-10 books you should read if you have to communicate. If you have relationships with other people and you found yourself thinking, why does everybody fill in the blank of negative thing? Because they're not thinking like you. Especially if you're a pioneer or a creative, one of those things that's rare, because most people are guardians or nurturers. As you get up, the connectors and the creatives and the pioneers, there's less and less. So if you find yourself along those lines, and maybe you're a leader, and you're that hard-charging pioneer, and you have a goal, and you're just going to crush everybody on the way to getting that goal, and you can't understand why everybody won't get on line with you, it's because you're not speaking the right language. How do you overcome that? Well, in your decision-making, in your meetings, you bring in the other voices. A perfect team would have all five voices. If you're at work and you're trying to create a new product or launch a new initiative, if you can get all the voices in, and the book goes over like how to have a meeting, who should talk first. Obviously, the pioneer wants to talk first. They're going to go in and tell you the way it is, and then they'll sit back while everyone else tries to not step on your toes because you're just going to force it down their throat. But really, you get in there and you let the guardian give everybody the bad news. Bad news is it's going to be expensive, it's going to be risky, whatever. Then you have the nurturer say, but it's going to be okay. As long as we stick together, we can do anything. And then you have the creator go, yeah, and this was why. We can do this and this, and it's exciting. The connector says, I know who can do this. The connector goes, hey, this person at this company knows how to do that. Finally get to the pioneer, says, and you might not have to say anything. They might have just sold the vision for you, and you can let them be part of the process. And you said, man, what a great team we have. We're going to do this. This is the decision I've made. I take full responsibility and go. And just like learning the different love languages, learning how people speak, learning what their voice is so powerful. So I really encourage you to go out and read this book. Learn that the way people speak is going to be different from you. This is life-changing. I truly think, we have to communicate. Communication is hard. In the fire service, anytime something bad happens, communication is always one of the things that broke down. Someone did something that someone didn't else understand. They didn't hear a message. They misunderstood the message. It's literally life or death for us. Failing to communicate in anything can totally destroy your ability to be successful. So learn how to communicate. This book's amazing. The Five Voices. This has been the Earn Your Title podcast. If you've enjoyed it, please leave me a review wherever it is. I would love a 5-star review, but please be honest. Please leave me a review, and don't forget to earn your title every day. You guys have a great day. I'll talk to you later. Bye.